Encore with Shannon Fogarty. Arts and entertainment for the Midlands. With the Dean Crowe Theatre and Arts Centre Athlone. Imagine the possibilities. DeanCrowTheatre.com.
It is Thursday evening, and that means it is time for the Midlands dedicated arts show Encore with Shannon Fogarty. So this show brings you the absolute best of what's happening in the arts in Laois, Offaly and Westmeath. To get in touch, you can pop me a text or a WhatsApp to 083 30 10 103. You can follow us across all of our social media channels at Midlands 103. Or if you want to be a part of the show, you can email me encore@midlands103.com. So here is what is on the show tonight. A group of local youths had a chance to channel their inner Banksy when they took part in a 6-week street art workshop given by local artist Chris Flicker in Athlone this summer. So Chris will be on the show to talk about the work that they created and how the young people found the whole course. A cultural frame of mind as Offaly Culture Night launches their 2023 programme. Angela Ryan White talks us through the programme and what we can expect for this year. The Irish Chamber Orchestra opens its autumn-winter season with a touring programme offering snapshots from Italy in Waterford, Limerick, Clifton and Birr. So Charlotte Eglinton will join me to give you everything you need to know on the Birr concert. But first, Dibna Minoguchi and Colm Oxley, two students who attended Air Island, a rehabilitative training course for individuals with physical and sensory challenges based in the National Learning Network in Mullingar, were recently honoured for their impressive artwork by winning first and second place in an art competition at the Mullingar Agricultural Show. So I was very lucky to be joined by one of the winners, Dibna, right now. First off, congratulations, because I know yourself and Colm won the art competition at the Mullingar Agricultural Show. How do you feel of having won?
Oh God, look at Shannon, it was a big surprise to me as it was to anybody else that won, even entered it in the first place. But yeah, no, it was great to win it now, to be honest, a great surprise.
And tell us a bit more about the actual piece that you created and your inspiration behind it.
Well, we do art class as a part of the programme here in Araiglin in the Springfield Centre, and I suppose it was following on from that, you know, that I suppose you start to do pieces on your own then. And I was, you know, there's lots of YouTube things and tutorials online. And I just like the look of this particular one. It was an autumn, a huge big old tree with autumn colours on it, if you know what I mean. So there was lots of yellows and orange and browns and that. And it just seemed lovely. So I said I'd give it a go. And so I did it from a photo, really.
And what do you feel draws you into doing art?
I suppose it's something I can do. You know, it's easy to do. You can have your own pot of paints and your brush and your canvas and whatever. You don't need a lot of help with it. Do you know what I mean? Whereas if I was doing construction or something, I'd need lots of help. But it's something I can do on my own, I suppose.
And I know that art can come in many different forms and ways. So is it a way for you to kind of relax and unwind and turn everything off?
Yes. And I suppose it's a way of achieving something for yourself as well, like creating something new.
And how did you feel that this went with Air Ireland and in with the National Learning Network? How did you feel that they contributed to your piece?
Well, I would never have thought of doing art, to be honest with you. It's something I never remember being very good at it. My sister was very good at it, but I never remember. I couldn't even paint, you know, the two circles for a cat and the two ears. That's about as much as I ever did. But we had, as I say, an art teacher coming in once a week, and she was great now to give us a bit of inspiration or guidelines. And then Araiglin had all the materials provided as well. So it was great to get a start, you know, and you could go on your own journey from there.
And do you feel like now after winning that your artistic career is going to go on the up and up now?
I don't think so, no. I was surprised. Sylvia, who works in Araiglin as well, she suggested that we enter the art competition. And to be honest with you, I thought she was a bit mad. I said, God, where is this going to go? But anyway, she kept digging and she kept pushing, and we eventually said, oh, look, we'll go on to what we're to lose. And big surprise to me anyway.
Well, well deserved anyway. I think it's a beautiful piece.
And I know, thank you.
No problem. And I know, you know, having some vision impairment, do you think that that affected your piece? Or, like, I know with, like, fine details and stuff like that you may struggle with, but how did you find it?
Yeah, it's. I chose that. I tend to go for big pieces if because I can't see the fine detail. So I would tend to go big rather than small. And it's just from a physical point of view that I can't see the fine detail in some pictures, you know, in some pieces of art. Like, I wouldn't be able to do faces with, you know, where you'd have to be very accurate with your detail there. So it would be usually like trees or flowers or something like that, that, you know, nobody knows exactly what way a flower is looking or a tree is looking, or if there's a branch that's not going the way it should, I suppose. So I'd go with a bit of forgiveness on my part there.
The one thing about art is that it's for everyone, no matter what.
Yeah, and you'll find something that attracts you to it. Whether it's a colour, I usually go for fun colours or something that just... the first one I did now was a child with an umbrella, and it was very colourful. And it was just fun to do, or, you know, something to get the imagination going. Is usually what it attracts me to it. Like at the weekend there, I was practicing how to draw a glass, you know, a clear glass or bubbles or that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Because it's difficult for somebody that doesn't know how to do it, but if you practice, I suppose you get better at it. And another week then I practiced doing clouds or rocks. Will probably be my next challenge.
It's all the small, those little things. I love bubbles in paintings. I'm not going to lie. I'm
really,
oh,
yeah.
I don't know what it is. Butterflies of bubbles and just simple little graphics like that. I love, but I love them big blown up so I can put on the wall.
Yes. Actually, I did one there at the weekend. I had one done with butterflies a few months back, but it just wasn't finished. So I threw some bubbles into that now and I'm happy with it. So yeah, that's another one done.
Do you think now the National Learning Network helps individuals with acquired disabilities like yours?
Oh, God, yeah, for sure. Now, the programme that I'm on, everyone that's on that has an acquired disability, I suppose. Some of them sight loss, some of them stroke, some of them other diseases that developed over the years. And... It's hard to pinpoint exactly what to do, but I was trying to tease it out there in the last while. And I suppose what they give, well, to me anyway, it was giving me back my confidence, because after I lost my sight, you know, you do feel that you're less than you were. And I'm sure if you had a stroke or some other acquired disability, you automatically feel less than you were prior to that.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, so I suppose you're constantly trying to build that back up, if you know what I mean. And I suppose that's what they did in the NLN here for me, Anu, was to gradually, even without you noticing it, to gradually build your confidence back up. And, you know, then one day you're trying something like art or, you know, lots of different things. And the programme that they have here, there's lots of different elements to it. I do often say it's like a taster menu in a restaurant. You know, like yesterday we had a segment on horticulture, and we had some, what do you call it, clay, the art of clay farming or clay making or whatever, I forget the exact name. So not everything is going to suit everybody, but everybody has a chance to find something that they like to do. And they're very open to suggestions, you know. And I'm sure if you want to do something, they'll come and find a way of doing it. I also am trying to improve my computer skills. And anything that I would have done in the past on the computer would have been self-taught, and self-taught very badly. So Paula here now, she's helping me with that, you know, and I really appreciate her patience with me.
That's so sweet. And it's nice to know that they can provide those and help you in those areas as well. But I think the best thing about it is that you're building your confidence back up, and that's important.
Yeah, I honestly think that's the most important thing, even though there isn't a, a certificate or whatever for your confidence. But for the individual, I think that's what the biggest advantage is.
And I mean,
your computer skills or your art is a secondary.
Exactly. And I mean, and in a way, the art is therapeutic as well, because it takes you away from everything else that may be going on, and it just gives you that few hours or moments of just peace and quiet.
Yeah, because you have to seriously concentrate on what you're doing while you're doing it, you know. So, yeah, you're just consumed by what you're trying to do.
Well, I'm absolutely over the moon that you won with your painting, and I cannot wait to see what you create in the future. I do hope you keep it up, because it's absolutely amazing what you've created.
Oh, thanks for the encouragement, Shannon.
Anytime.
Always appreciate it. And thanks for giving me the chance to talk about it. You know, I think it's probably important that people with disabilities get out there more and show what they're doing, you know.
Definitely. Nothing can stop anyone. So, you know, if you have a want to do something, you can definitely get out there and do it.
That's for sure. Yeah, that's for sure.
Dibna, thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about it. And I wish you all the best in the future. And honestly, I cannot wait to see more of your work.
Great, Shannon. I'll have to send you some of the bubbles and the butterflies.
Oh, do. I'd love that. Thank you.
All right, Shannon. Bye-bye. Best luck.
That was Dibna Minoguchi, who won first place for her art piece in the Mullingar Agricultural Show. And if you are interested in the work that the National Learning Network in Mullingar do, check them out at rehab.ie and select National Learning Network. Dibna's art piece is up on our Facebook and Instagram stories right now, so do go and have a look at it. Coming up after this quick break, the Irish Chamber Orchestra takes an Italian voyage to Birr, right here on Midlands 103.
Encore on Midlands 103, thanks to the Dean Crow Theatre and Arts Centre at Athlone, with a wide range of flexible spaces, expertise and facilities to make your live stage production, corporate event or community function a success. Your theatre, our home. DeanCrowTheatre.com.
You are back with Shannon Fogarty on Encore here on Midlands 103. And coming to Birr on the 23rd of September is the Italian Voyage by the Irish Chamber Orchestra. I am joined now by Charlotte Eglinton, who's a Communications and Media Relations Manager for the Irish Chamber Orchestra, who are having their upcoming autumn-winter season, and their Italian Voyage tour takes place this September. Charlotte, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Not at all. Delighted to meet you, Shannon. And we're very excited about coming back to Birr. I think this will be our third concert in Birr, and it's the last venue in our tour, where we're visiting Water, Limerick, Clifton, and finishing up in Birr on Saturday, the 23rd of September. So we're very excited. We have a great programme in store. I suppose the highlight on the programme is Stabat Mater. And Stabat Mater is, I suppose, it's one of the jewels in the crown of ancient music. Probably because it was written by a dying composer. He was only 26 years of age when he wrote it, and he was dying of TB.
Oh, wow.
And I remember the first time I heard it, actually, was in the Slate Quarry out on Valentia Island. An opera theatre company did a performance of it. It must be 11 or 12 years ago, and it stuck in my mind and my heart ever since. It's just some of the most beautiful music. It's just stirring. It's, you know, there's nothing like it. And then when you have two singers of the caliber of Sharon Carty and Anna Devon, you know, it only, you know, adds luster, adds character, adds, you know, complete emotive singing. It's just gorgeous. It shouldn't be missed, because it's not always performed. And when people come out, they just say, oh my God, wasn't that beautiful? So it is a special piece. So that's why we've highlighted the concert, Stabat Mater, even though it's the last item on the programme. It's basically an Italian program from start to finish, but they're really classics of ancient Italian music, celebrating classics of ancient music. What else is on? Respighi's Airs and Dances. Again, he was a 20th century composer, but when he set about writing them, he was a kind of musicologist, and he was into ancient music. So he decided to take on the task to capture kind of the elegance and the subtlety and brilliance of this ancient music in a form that was pleasing to the modern palate, you and I. And his ancient airs of music, we're playing number three, the third one. Like they're regarded as some of the best music of the 20th century. So that's paired then with Puccini's Chrysanthemums. Now, I don't know whether you know, but chrysanthemums represent their mourning as a flower, you know, heroism, loyalty. And I think Puccini wrote this piece after a friend of his died. Mm-hmm. And it's just, again, it's kind of gorgeous, lush music. It's poignant and very beautiful. You know, it's, I think people are just going to sit back, close their eyes and just love this program.
And that's what you want them to do. You want them to take in and be there in the moment and enjoy what it's going to perform. So I guess what inspired the choice of Italy as a theme for this concert series?
Well, I think our whole season, our whole autumn kind of season, we've decided we're kind of focusing on voyages for the season. We kicked off, we're actually in Dunleary at the moment. Tonight is night two of an opera that we're performing with Opera Collective Ireland. It's by Jonathan Dove, and you'll know the story. It's the famous story about a refugee who lived at Charles de Gaulle Airport. You remember Tom Hanks was in the movie?
Oh, yes.
That goes, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's an opera based on that, and it's going down a bomb. We got a 4-star review in the Irish Times today.
Oh, amazing.
So that very aptly called Flight kicked off our series of voyages. So then we go on our Italian voyage for the month of the latter part of September. Then from there, we go to Germany on another voyage in November with Beethoven, where we're starting to play the cycle of five Beethoven piano concertos. So we're just performing at 1 and 3 in October, and with an amazing pianist, Christian Beseidenhout, who has already recorded the whole cycle. He's a young but highly regarded Australian pianist. So we're looking forward to that. And then in November, we're doing a voyage on with Schubert's music, which we will kind of go through the next number of seasons, featuring classic works like Death and the Maiden. And then in Christmas, I suppose, is different. It's not so much you could say it's a voyage through Christmas. It's with Eilish Tynan. In fact, we did a Christmas concert, I think, last year in Birr. So that's kind of the way we're thinking. It's voyages in different ways and in different contexts. But Italy has some wonderful composers, and it was just you know, an ideal opportunity to pick some appropriate music to partner the great Stabat Mater, you know.
And it's lovely that the theme is kind of running throughout the autumn winter season as the voyage, so you'll have different aspects of it, which I think is absolutely amazing. So how have the preparations been for this, the Italian voyage?
Oh, like there's a lot happening already. Sharon Carty is with us. We've just appointed her actually as artist in association for the year. Now she's a mezzo soprano, Anna Devon is singing the soprano line, but Sharon is coming in, and she already is getting involved in, as part of her artist in association, she's getting involved in our community and outreach work with our Sing Out with Strings program. We have a program running in Limerick where we're educating children from challenging backgrounds. They're learning music, and they're doing it as part of their school curriculum.
Okay.
So we're in 2 primary schools and we're in 5 secondary schools.
And there's one thing about classical music that is very relaxing. And I know my father himself would listen to a lot of classical music, and he enjoys it, and he'd have it on in the car, and it just relaxes you. Is that what you're hoping the audience takes away when the Irish Chambers Orchestra comes to St. Brendan's Church of Ireland in Birr?
Absolutely. I always say to people, you know, people who haven't come to the Irish Chamber Orchestra, because some people have a preconceived perception that chamber music is stuffy, where it's not stuffy. It's actually so intimate. You know, it was music that was written for small rooms, really.
Mm.
You know, so the idea is, yeah, you come in, you sit down, and you just lose yourself. Close your eyes, open your eyes, and you just suck it up. And it will really be a great experience. And they're a super orchestra for anybody who hasn't seen them play. They really are, you know, they're one of the jewels in the crown of Irish culture. There's no doubt.
And how many members are there in the orchestra itself?
There are 23 string musicians, all told. And then, again, like if we're playing a bigger work like a symphony or if we're touring, we have a list of, you know, supplementary players that we would regularly use, you know, if we need to, you know, bring on, let's say, more violins, more violas or some wind instruments. We also use wind, but it's primarily string music.
That's absolutely beautiful. So if anyone is looking to purchase tickets for this concert in Birr or anywhere...
They can buy them online on www.irishchamberorchestra.com for Birr. We're managing all of that. And the tickets are €25 and €22 concessions. So we hope to see it. We hope that people will... And part of the reason we're coming back to Birr is the Birr Festival of Music, Maureen DeForge and her wonderful team... have been fantastic in co-collaborating with us. And that always helps. You know, if you're going to return to an area, you need to know that there are people there supporting you on the ground, and they do that. And as I said, we wouldn't be able to do this without the support of the Birr Festival of Music committee, as they say. So we're very grateful for the opportunity to come back to Birr and play.
And we're very grateful that we're going to be able to have you down. Charlotte, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us all about this. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the orchestra in Birr on Saturday, the 23rd of September.
Well, I will make sure that you're there, Shannon.
Thank you so much.
Not at all. Nice talking to you.
It is a night worth going to and experiencing. So make sure you get your tickets at theirishchamberorchestra.com. Stay here on Midlands 103 as after this short break, we get all the details for the upcoming Offaly Culture Night.
Encore, in association with the Dean Crow Theatre and Arts Centre at Athlone, our bright and airy AIB gallery and cosy theatre bar can cater for smaller private events too. Your theatre, our home. DeanCrowTheatre.com.
This is Encore on Midlands 103 with Shannon Fogarty, and Friday the 22nd of September from 4pm until late is all about Offaly Culture Night. This culture night promises to be one night for all as venues and public spaces across Offaly open their doors to host a programme of free entertainment. And here to provide everything that you need to know is Assistant Arts Officer and Coordinator of Culture Night Offaly, Angela Ryan White. So how has the preparations been going actually for Culture Night?
Yeah, it's full steam ahead now, just a few weeks ago. So it's been going really well. Yeah, we're really delighted with the number of events and how many communities are included this year. So all is going well.
And so how has this evolved over the years in Offaly?
Sure. So in Offaly, we have been running for 13 years. So Culture Night, as you know, it's an island-wide celebration of arts, heritage and culture. And it's a real opportunity for everybody to have access to quality arts experiences at no cost. So that's the great thing about Culture Night, is that it really started out as an initiative to give access to the arts for all people. So going years ago, way back, it really started out as asking venues to extend their opening hours. And it's evolved really into something that is very more rich and varied, providing a day in the year where anybody and everybody can access arts events at no cost. It's always been important, of course, but I think particularly so with the current cost of living crisis, it's something that's really important. And we're really happy to have seen, in Offaly, to have seen the programme evolve into something that's really rich and varied, just both from a participation point of view, from people who are hosting events, but also to an audience point of view as well. We get great participation across the county in all areas.
And I have to admit, the name for it is perfect. One Night for All.
Yeah, I love that theme. And it really it kind of really encompasses everything that we're passionate about and that we're committed to. And I think this programme really this year for me, it reflects the really eclectic nature of the society that we are living in, particularly celebrating the diversity of culture we have from multiple nationalities. And this year we have events in Edenderry, Monaghan, Tullamore. We have events that are creatively celebrating the diverse nature of our newer populations, and it's offering opportunities for all communities to showcase their unique heritage, their art form, their identity, and it's also a way for us all to learn together, to come together and understand each other through the lens of the arts. So that's something that we're really happy about this year.
And that's beautifully put, because it is very true. It's a way for us to get to know one another again on an artistic level, which is very sweet. So what could you highlight some of the events and activities that are going to be taking place on September 22nd?
Sure. So this is really difficult, Shannon, as this is a bit like asking who's your favourite child. So we love all our events. We love all our organisers have done an amazing job. So what I might do is I might just highlight a couple of events from each municipal district. So we have a broad range. So on offer from 4 o'clock until late into the night. So starting in Edenderry, we have the Cultures of Edenderry event, which is running from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that's an opportunity for everybody to explore the diverse culture and community in the area. An audience can explore different flavours, sounds and cultural experiences. Also in Edenderry, across the evening, there's going to be a series of music events at Edenderry Library. So there's local band Radar, and there's going to be a recital by the very popular Eden Chorale. And there's also some literature lovers will enjoy a brilliant open mic hosted by the Creative Places Edenderry project. And that's happening in St. Mary's School. And then just looping right around to Tullamore at the brand spanking newly opened Esker Arts, there's going to be a new bespoke piece of dance happening at 5 p.m. from Donlan Dance Company. And this has been commissioned by the Arts Office, and it will premiere really exciting piece of dance along with some contributions from local dance groups. Also in Esker Arts, you can shimmy on down then into the lobby for 5:30, where Offaly Down Syndrome Association are going to host Through My Eyes. So this is something I'm really delighted about also. So it's an exhibition of photographs taken by adult members of the Down Syndrome community. So this came about under the guidance of PPAI Press Photographer of the Year. We love using that, of course. James Crombrey, who's a really passionate photographer and really invested in the community. So this is a really stunning endpoint for this group. And so they've worked for a long time on this project. They did under funding from the Disability Participation Fund. They were resourced to do a week-long course last February, and now we get to see their work. So we actually get to see their world through their eyes. It's really important. Also in Esker Arts, we have filmmaker Paddy Slattery is going to host the launch of his new book, Quiet Thoughts But Out Loud, and that includes a live interview on stage by the actor John Connors. And the night is going to round off in Charleville Castle, where Rahan Kultus and Sheikh Fest are going to host a beautiful multicultural celebration of Irish and international culture. And that's through dance, storytelling and music. Then if we go west along the way over to Birr, there's some brilliant opportunity to see a world-renowned flautist, Karen Leitner. And she will perform a selection of her compositions at Birr Theatre and Arts Centre. And that's so she's going to include some of her own compositions, as well as scores from the classic movies like The Titanic, The Lion King and Cinema Paradiso. There's also a number of artist commissions taking place in Birr, with artists Eileen Casey and Jackie Lynch hosting their newly commissioned Birr Town Stills. So that includes a short film and an exhibition. And we will also have local artist Tim Quinlan hosting a pop-up portrait studio. So he's going to be drawing furiously from 4 o'clock in the day through to the evening, and that's at Birr Technology Centre. So that's just a small sample of the offerings across the three towns, and we also have, there's lots of events countywide in Moneygall, Clara, Kilcormac, Banagher. So wherever you are, you should be within reach of finding something to go to.
And it's absolutely incredible, because there's a wide variety there from what you've just said alone. And there's something for everyone, whether you're young or old or in a family or not. So it'll be an incredible night. So if anyone is looking for something in their own area, where can they find out more information?
So the best way to get the information is if you go onto our website, that's offaly.ie, and you can download a copy of our brochure. So if you go into the landing zone of the website, offaly.ie, if you just put Culture Night into the search bar on your top right corner, that will allow you, that will bring you straight to the page where you can download the brochure. You can also follow Offaly Arts on Instagram and Twitter, and also follow Offaly Culture Night, or Culture Night Offaly rather, on those mediums as well.
And I mean, there's so much happening. Is there any way that the local communities and individuals can get involved on the night?
Yeah, sure. So I suppose at this point, the best way to get involved is to come along and support the locals and the artists that have gone out and created these events. For people that, so all the information, as I said, on how to attend the workshops and the various events are all there on our website. You could also, I suppose, play the long game, think about the future. If you go to something and you feel like, God, I'd like to host something, or if you're part of, you know, like there's lots of groups, it's very inclusive. You know, you can tell that from the program, from the small community group to the larger, more professional groups. It is a very inclusive process. We usually advertise from springtime, inviting groups to apply to be part of the program, and all the details are on our website if you're interested in being part of it. So for next year, yeah, absolutely, if you'd like to host something, yeah, get in touch and we'll walk you through it.
Now, this might be a really tough question for you, but out of everything that you have prepared and organized, what are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, goodness. There's so much, you know, there's so much. So something like, for example, we've got a premiere of a short film called Stand Up at Esker Arts in Tullamore. That's happening at 7 p.m. And that's, I suppose, it brings together young people. It brings together some of the heavyweights that we have, professionals from the county like Eugene O'Brien, who has given his time to this project supporting the young people to write their own film. I think it's hugely important for young people to have, I suppose, that celebration event. So they've written and produced their own film, which is massive. So this is the Acorn Project in Edenderry, and they're coming over to Tullamore for their big movie night premiere. So really, really proud of that. I suppose proud of the young people. The other ones, I suppose, looking across the county, in Banagher, we always have a really, really exciting project from JJ Hawk Singing Pub. So they're hosting The Two Faces of Tomorrow, which is an exhibition and a screening. It's something that there's been a kind of an annual event from the professional artists in that location that really bring together a really eclectic way to present their art form. And really kind of allow us to kind of think about bigger questions like climate change as well through the prism of the arts. That's also something that we're really excited about. Yeah, so it's very hard to pick, Shannon. Yeah,
it is, because there's such a range of you know, variety of everything in there. So it's incredible to see that's there. So I hope you're proud of yourself, because you've put on and coordinated what's going to be an absolutely amazing night across Offaly.
Oh, thanks, Shannon. Sure, we're just the medium, really. So it's just, it's great to see it all come together. And I suppose just to acknowledge, it would never happen without the support of the Arts Council and our local council and our elected representatives, who are really passionate about bringing this opportunity to the population as well. But I think the will behind it to bring the arts for all, that's kind of part of the magic of Culture Night, where we are really committed to opening the doors for everybody.
And it'll be an absolutely incredible night. Angela, thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about it. And I'm really looking forward to September 22nd in Offaly.
Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you, Shannon. Take care.
To find out what is happening in your area, visit offaly.ie, and there you'll be able to download the programme to find out everything that's happening across the 22nd of September in Offaly. We are nearly there with the show, but don't go anywhere just yet, as coming up, a group of local youths had a chance to channel their inner Banksy in Athlone, right here on Midlands 103.
Midlands 183's Encore with the Dean Crow Theatre and Arts Centre Athlone. Live theatre, drama, dance, music, comedy, musical theatre, panto. Your home of entertainment for all. DeanCrowTheatre.com.
You are back with Shannon Fogarty with Encore here on Midlands 103. And over the course of 6 weeks, a number of local youths from Athlone had the opportunity to take part in a street art workshop organised by Youthwork Ireland, given by local artist Chris Flicker, who joins me now to talk about how the workshop went and what it meant for the kids involved. Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. So you took a number of 13 and 14 year olds under your wing for some time over a 6 week period to do a street workshop, street art workshop. How did you find that?
Well, at first I didn't know what to expect, but as the course went on through the weeks, I found a lot of the girls were around 13, 14, 15 years old. And they were the nicest girls, but I didn't expect, you know, girls at that age, I didn't expect a lot from them. I expected them to be doing more concerned about what clothes they are and the hair and that. And they totally surprised me. They got totally into it. They actually put their minds to it and done some really good work in the end, like, you know.
And it's lovely to see that they really got their hands involved with it. So tell us a bit about your background and how you yourself got involved in graffiti and street art.
I'm originally from East London, and I got into graffiti from a young age. Vandalism, it was called back then. But yeah, I'm into art anyway, and I always like doing big pieces of art. So back then, if there was a blank wall at the end of a street, my name was up on it. Much to my mother's dismay. But yeah, like these days, it's not really classed as vandalism no more. It's street art. Everywhere is kind of jumping on board with it. It brightens up dull, boring buildings, derelict buildings. It brightens them up. Waterford have a great street art festival once a year where they fly in top artists from all over the world, and all derelict buildings around Waterford now have been transformed into these huge pieces of art, like, you know. And every town around Athlone, around Ireland, is slowly getting on board with it. So the more the better, I say.
And it's very true. So how did this workshop in Athlone come about?
Well, this is actually the fourth workshop I've done for Ireland Youth Work. I done two in the batteries previously. This is the third in the batteries. I done another one over this side of town, over the other side of town. But Carrie from Youth Watch, she got in touch with me to see if I'd be interested. And I said I'd give it a go. I was a bit hesitant because I was very busy at the time. So I give it a go, and so it paid off.
It's nice to see that so many of these young girls got involved in this. And do you think that this is something that they'd come back and do again?
Well, some of them said that, like, they'd be doing it. They kind of enjoyed it. They thought it was kind of therapeutic, like, you know. So some of them voiced their interest in it and said they'd try and carry on. Now, whether they do or not is different. One of them's father is an actual painter decorator.
So okay.
She was hoping to go off with him and start doing a bit of painting. And, you know, that might bring out her artistic flair in her.
Exactly. It's a start, isn't it? It's a stepping stone of getting into it.
Getting a brush in the hand and realizing what they can do. That's the biggest obstacle. Once they had, like, people, they were turning up the first week going, oh, I can't draw, or I can't paint. By the end of it, they had a big mural that they designed. I was just there to guide them. They designed everything there.
That's amazing.
It was brilliant in the end.
So where is the mural itself for anyone that's listening, if they're in and around Athlone? Where can they go and see it?
It's in the middle of the Battery Heights in the community centre. It's actually either side of the main door into the community centre.
Oh, wow.
So that on one side, they have the words Athlone Youth Project. And on the other side, then, it's all the girls sitting on a bus, leaving Athlone behind them, heading out into the countryside. So they go on excursions. The crowd that over there, the youth project, they're great for bringing kids from the town out. They bring them camping. They bring them cycling, hiking. They're very good for the kids. Like, I never had anything like that when I was a kid.
I can say the same. I never had anything like that.
Yeah, I said, that's brilliant for the kids these days, especially with all the problems around the town, like various things to attract these kids in and give them something to do like that is great. So they replicated that on the painting that they designed.
And it's nice to see that they can have a positive look on something like this. As you said, years ago it would have been looked at as vandalism, whereas now it's street art and it's looked at as beautiful now.
That's it, yeah.
So what do you think the girls took away from this six-week programme?
They took a lot of them took away how to be patient. They were expected to turn up the first week and it'd be finished. And I was kind of trying to explain, no, this is an ongoing thing. You start with your basic outline, you know. So hopefully they pick up kind of a few little life skills that you got to have patience with things.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very true. It's a good skill to have, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So do you think now that they might go on and do their own sort of murals around Athlone?
Yeah. Have an artistic flair, lead them into some sort of artwork, whether it's painting on walls or painting on a canvas.
Yeah, it just gets them onto it. Now, so what throughout the whole process was your favourite moment?
Towards the end, when they were actually able to see the final product coming together. You know, it's like before that, they were painting, you could see the streaks. They couldn't understand why I tell them they had to put another coat on it. Another coat on top of that. And then when they got the final picture, it's perfection. All the colours were good and solid. And that's when they realised, all right, this is why he kept saying, paint it again, paint it again.
And that way it doesn't fade. That way it stays there for a good long time anyway. So I know you yourself have done a lot of artwork. And where can people go and see some of your pieces that you've created?
I have a big mural around the back of the Dark Horse.
Oh, wow.
I was commissioned to do it for a coffee shop. It's so I'm out of Golden Island Shopping Centre. If you look up the road, you'll see a big picture. Yeah, there's I've done a few others, but a few have been painted over.
Okay.
So, but yeah, hopefully in the near future, I might get a few more commissions.
It'll be amazing to see. I know I've seen some of your artwork on your Facebook page, Art by Flickr, and they're absolutely beautiful pieces.
Oh, thanks very much. I'm actually just back from the Electric Picnic. I had an art installment in the middle of the festival area.
Oh, amazing. Which piece?
I built a London Underground train.
Wow.
And from scratch, it was just a flatbed, a big train on the back of it, and people were doing graffiti on the sides of it.
Oh my God, that's incredible. And how did you find that experience?
Yeah, brilliant. To see, like, there was all people from all different ages coming up, giving it a go, whether it was a marker or a spray paint, you know. Like, we had two old women, 8 years old trainer.
Oh, wow.
Down to children of 2 or 3.
Oh, that's so sweet. Chris, thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about it. If there's any more workshops in the future that you are going to have, please do let us know so I can let our listeners know so that they can get involved themselves.
I will, of course, Shannon. Thanks very much for the call.
So if anyone wants to see any of the pieces that were created by Chris, make sure to look at his Facebook page, Art by Flickr. And as well on there, he has the paintings that the girls did on the 6 weeks course for the street art workshop. I think it's absolutely beautiful. They have two pieces on both sides and the work that they put in over the 6 weeks is absolutely phenomenal. But that, unfortunately, is all the time we have on Encore tonight here on Midlands 103. I hope you've enjoyed the show just as much as I have. Thank you so much for listening. It has been one hell of a ride. I absolutely love my job. So remember, if you want to listen back to any of the interviews, you can go to podcast on Midlands103.com, and this one will be up there tomorrow. I'll be back next Thursday with more of what's happening in the arts in Laois, Offaly and Westmeath. And if there's anything that you want included on next week's show, make sure to email me on core@midlands103.com. I'd only love to have it on the show for you. Stay right here though, as Joe Cooney is up just after the 8 o'clock news with Country Roads and all of the best country music for you. Have a great weekend, and I'll be back in the hot seat here next Thursday from 7 o'clock with everything in the arts that you want and love to hear. I will chat to you then. Have a great weekend.
Encore on Midlands 103, your arts and entertainment for the Midlands, with the Dean Crow Theatre and Arts Centre Athlone. Imagine the possibilities. DeanCrowTheatre.com.